sun is shining just in time for Tractor Track at Buck Stop Junction in Bismarck, the location for today's broadcast of What's on Your Mind with Scott Hemmen. That's me, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, that'd be you.
With Steve Bakken, I'm Scott Hemmen. I was going to let you say your own name. I'm Scott.
I'm Steve.
Yes, exactly. And
we got the hard part figured out.
This is fun. I'm trying to find as many tractors as possible. John Deere, I think.
You've got a list. You're supposed to be taking pictures.
I do, actually. My son has a 44 John Deere H, and so he wanted me to take pictures of H, L, A, and unstyled Bs. I don't even know what an unstyled B is. These guys probably do, but I don't know. We have one of the sponsors with
us. Sure, find them for you.
Of Tractor Track, Paul Waldus here from Northwest Tire. Paul, how you doing?
Hey, great. Weather sure is clearing up, and I think it's going to be a great day today.
How was the breakfast?
The breakfast was awesome.
It was nice you guys to sponsor that. You're one of the major sponsors of this event. It was good fun for you?
Yeah, it's always enjoyable to come out here, see all the old tractors, and meet up with all the people and reminisce about good old times. So,
do you have the tire still for an H or a... Or an LA or an unstyled B? Or
we can equip you with about anything. Yeah, we still got tires in that size available. So
heck of a deal.
Yeah, great.
It is fun to see the passion of these tractor owners.
Oh, it is. Yeah, and a lot of camaraderie, you know, amongst the people, and it's great to have this event. So
yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is, Steve, you've been part of this for a couple of years. And
well,
they
hook up lunch and everything else, too. So that's...
You're a breakfast and lunch sponsor.
Yeah. Yes, we help out the show trailer, and comes in handy when it's a little rainy like it was this morning. So,
yeah, no kidding. And this 12th year for the event, and it's just really a lot of fun. Alice Chalmers. I forgot about Minneapolis Moline.
Yeah, the Minneapolis. I like those. Those are really pretty tractors.
Yeah, they're really nice.
There's a lot of cool stuff that you don't see until you come out here. And
Farmall.
I see
the Farmall, you know.
Well, it's kind of funny because
famous brand.
The argument today always is red or green, or occasionally blue. But when you go back to the old tractors, they were all blue and green and red and yellow. You can't throw the colors out because a lot of them shared colors.
Yeah.
Orange, and that green is still pretty iconic, so it's neat. Well, give us a plug for Northwest Tire, Paul. What do you guys have locations everywhere?
We got you pretty much covered throughout the state of North Dakota and into Minnesota. We have one location in Bemidji. We do specialize, in the field farm service, so we do have on-site service trucks that can come out to you and fix your tractor tire or combine tire, whatever it may be. And especially with a wet year we've had now, things are going to be in the crunch time. And so call us. We've got 24-hour service even available, so no matter what time of day it is, we can come help you out. So
when you have soupy conditions like this, it does make a difference on the kind of tires you got on your tractor, and you can help out with a lot of specialty tractors. The guys that are marginally able to get into a field, you can help them out with that.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Like we talking earlier with the wet season, traction is a big concern, and especially with slippage, with the cost of fuel today, costs you a lot of extra money every time your tires are spinning out there. So,
and it's nice having the right tires on your tractor so they don't get filled up, so that you do continue to get that traction.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
And that's a big key.
Big, huge key, yes. Yep.
So infield service, the big thing right now, just no downtime, get here as quick as you can.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get us rolling again.
Well, that's our slogan, keep you rolling down the road. So that's what our job is.
You know, the service is such a big part of it now. If you don't have time, especially in a year like this, you just don't have time to have downtime, and that's where your service department comes in, because you come right out to the field.
Yeah, time is money, like they say, and that's where we feel we specialize and can really help you out. So.
Well, thanks for your sponsorship.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
You got a well-fed bunch of tractor owners here.
We appreciate it, and appreciate talking with you guys.
Good to talk to you.
I'll see you down at the lunch wagon later for cigars.
All right, sounds good.
Lunch wagon, now you're talking.
For like cigars, that's the key.
Yeah, exactly right. Paul Wald from Northwest Tire. Daryl Pittman is here, who's the president of the Buck Stop Junction. Historic town, I guess is what it is, isn't it? Yeah. You've recreated a North Dakota prairie community here.
Well, we tried very hard. We're in our 20th year, and, our motto is the little town that never was but is now, and we're pretty proud of our little town, and there's still a lot of people who don't realize that, you know, that we're here. But, you know, we keep educating and doing all the things we can do to get people to come out.
It's a neat town. By the way, this is the Lewis Hotel, Steve. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
It used to be in Tappan, North Dakota.
What's the farthest away you have a building here? And what's the oldest building you have?
So you're really putting you on the spot here.
The oldest building, I believe, is the Yagen Store, which is right here on Main Street. Was right here in Bismarck. I think back in the 1800s, late 1800s, that store goes back to.
Everything here is north of 100 years old, right?
Oh, easily. The Lewis Hotel, 1914, so next year we'll celebrate 100-year celebration for it. But just about every other building that's here is 100 years old. So.
Unbelievable.
And the post office from Fort Clark, North Dakota, is across the street from us here, from the Lewis Hotel. It looks like about the size of a postage stamp.
Yes, right.
Hard to believe they built them that small ever.
Well, and, you know, an interesting thing about that used to be at Fort Clark, of course, and I'm pretty involved in aviation around the state of North Dakota, and I belong to a group called the North Dakota Aviation Council, and this year we selected a lady who is from North Dakota. We put her in our North Dakota Aviation Hall of Fame, and her name is... anyway, I'll think of it just a second. But anyway, there was used to be an airport at Fort Clark, and that was her office. And so that's kind of her tie to to Buckstop Junction.
Is that a hangar down there you have to where the breakfast was this morning?
Yes. Uh-huh. So that came from Bismarck Airport.
You didn't get to see the plane inside, did you?
I haven't yet.
No. You'll have to walk down there.
Steve was kind enough to bring me breakfast while I was setting up for today. So, yeah. Well, that's neat. Actually, did you know Bob is a retired air traffic controller, and he was one of those air traffic controllers in the 80s that did not go on strike.
Really?
He was one of the patriotic ones.
Well, one of the places that the first place they sent me here to train people was right here in Bismarck.
And you stayed?
Yeah, I met my wife here, but they sent me around places doing more things, doing my future things, and but I've since retired. I retired out of Minneapolis airport at approach control over there, and it's been a good life. Can't complain too much. So.
And now you got Buckstop Junction to lead. And if folks have not been here before, we should tell you that it's at the intersection of Bismarck Expressway and East Main in Bismarck, and just south of I-94, exit 161. You come all the way down to Main, and it's east on Main. So you have a big event scheduled for August 18th, the Corn Feed and Old Settlers Day. So folks can circle that on their calendar and take in all the fun, right?
Yep, you bet.
Come here for your big fundraiser. Good to see you, Daryl.
You bet. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here.
It's a great backdrop for the tractor trek. Buckstop Junction is the place.
Kind of the key. You know, you got to have that setting. Yeah, you got to have the picture set. You go back to a main street back in the 1800s. Okay, maybe some of the tractors aren't in place, but some of those towns that still had some of the older buildings, it wouldn't be uncommon to see some of these tractors rolling down Main Street. Back in the day, and that it's a nice little backdrop for an event like this.
It is. 12th annual Buckstop Junction Cave Fire 550 tractor trek that'll be going on today, and it take quite a tour. This trek is not for the faint of heart.
Well, they have the support groups around there just in case. Not all the tractors will make the route because some of them, due to being a little long in the tooth, will break down along the way, and usually about four or five guys will stop and start wrenching on it and get her back up and running and get her down the route again.
And if you just want to come on and kick some tires and take a look at some of these classic tractors, by 3 o'clock they're back, aren't they, Steve?
Yeah, they should be back about 3 o'clock, start coming back here. Of course, we'll have the barbecue for our Trekkies a little bit later on this evening. They're heading down to Kimball Bottoms if you want to. Wave. A lot of people set up lawn chairs, sit along the route, and watch all the old tractors go by. It's a great event. One of the things, too, we usually try to get by if there's any nursing homes or facilities in the area. It's amazing watching some of the old farmers and people that may be in some of the care homes. They all come out. They come out in droves to to watch the tractors go by, and it's just awesome to see.
We want to know what's on your mind. We're going to open up the cell phones as always, and we have a normal or not segment. It's Friday, and so Steve and I are going to ask you to answer the question whether we're normal or whether we're nuts on a couple of topics. And
broke new ground. I actually think you're normal this time.
Steve thinks I'm normal because my assertion
first time for everything.
My assertion is that everything wrong with America could be fixed with farm and ranch common sense. And that if we had to pick between the farm and the ranch logic and city logic, farm and ranch logic would win every time. So I don't necessarily want to start a fight between the city folks and the
why not?
And the rural folks. But you can tell me whether I'm normal or not. So now, when Steve has one as well, Christy Nolm will be here. We're going to talk with a teacher from Stanley, very worried about Common Core standards that are coming as well, and of course lots to cover on Tractor Trek Day.
Beautiful, the 12th annual
Flag Day too. Stay tuned, folks. More coming up.
Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3 year bumper to bumper warranty, and 5 year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Your mind, I'm Steve Bakken, along with Scott Hennon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind, broadcasting from Buck Stop Junction. See, I was on the road yesterday and had to, last 2 days, actually, and now you get to join me, which is awfully nice. I was feeling a little guilty going to Medora without you and going to Watford City and doing a little traveling, stopping to see some sights around Killdeer the other day, and I had a nice little trip in western North Dakota, and now you get to join me for one.
So am I normal or am I nuts? I see all these
normal.
I see all these wonderful tractors, and it makes me you know, reminisce. You know, there's a new
harken back to yesteryear.
There's a new part of the census that's out that suggests for the first time ever, rural America posts loss in population. Across the U.S., rural counties are losing population for the first time ever because of waning interest among baby boomers in moving to far-flung locations for retirement and recreation, according to new census estimates. This, Steve, is what's wrong with America. If we could empty our cities and, you know, indoctrinate the city slickers with what's everything that's great about farm and ranch living and in rural America, we would fix everything.
I don't know if we want to do that, though.
No.
That part I'll say you're nuts, because I like the wide open space. That's why I live in western North Dakota. That's why I live out of town when I can. It's the space. It's, hey, if I want to go see my neighbor, they're a mile away, I'll truck a mile on over or further. I'm okay with that.
No, I hear you. And obviously, that's part of the reason rural America is great. I'm just saying that farm and ranch wisdom, I think, is what's needed more than anything.
It's the sensibility.
We're in a mess right now. And I think if we could tap into some of that good old-fashioned common sense. I want to ask a few of these tractor drivers, too. You know, I mean, they're running around in tractors today, out in the elements, no fancy cabs, no GPS. Some of these without even lights on them. You know, I mean, think of that. I wonder how many of these guys would go back to this.
You know, it's kind of funny. A few of the guys have umbrellas hooked up on
not many,
on their tractors. Not many, but the guys that don't, they always tease the guys that do. So you really don't see a whole lot. They'll throw their rain gear on, but, you know, back when these tractors came off the showroom floor, they didn't have umbrellas. They didn't have cabs. You were out in the elements working.
So let me ask any farmers or ranchers listening, was it better then? You know, I mean, it worked, didn't it? Things happened. It was doable. So I'd be curious what you think and whether or not you agree that farm and ranch common sense could fix everything wrong with America. Tell us at 800-228-0550. You, on the other hand, have a normal or nuts question to throw out for the audience as well on a completely different topic. Speaking of technology,
I was running through some of the legislation, some of the laws that have been passed concerning the distracted driving. Of course, the big report that came out this week from AAA with all the technology that technology was going to fix a lot of the distracted driving problems. And now they're saying it makes it worse, having that extra technology. As far as the distracted driving, you look at what we do as citizens, and then you look at what law enforcement does. They're no different than us. And I see cops all the time, law enforcement, EMS, people who, if you're following the letter of those laws, shouldn't be using some of that technology, but you see cops doing it all the time, whether or not they're on their keyboards, with the computers in the cars, and playing with the cameras, and fiddling with this and that, and on their phone, and they're talking on their phones just like everybody else, and I see them texting and everything. Are all these extra laws for the distracted driving a waste of time? I think they are. You know, if you get an accident with that, you know what? It's you caused an accident and just make it a reckless driving. We don't need extra laws in the books.
Bottom line, you don't want any distracted driving laws.
We don't need extra laws. Enforce some of the laws that are out there.
All right. Is Steve normal or is he nuts? There you go. A couple of questions to get you rolling. And otherwise, you tell us what's on your mind. Cass County State's Attorney Birch Burdick yesterday dropped felony assault charges against the NDSU Bison star linebacker Travis Beck based on new evidence acquired since the charge. He's still facing resisting arrest charges, but they looked at the video of a very drunken NDSU linebacker Travis Beck, and said there wasn't enough evidence to say that he started it or didn't start it, so they're dropping it altogether. That's the right decision, and what do you think, by the way, should happen to him now as far as the football team is concerned? Be curious of your opinion on that as well. Let's get to the phones. 800-228-0550. Terry in Grand Forks is first up. Hey, Terry, what's on your mind?
Two things real quick. First of all, I agree with Steve. Plain generic distracted driving ordinance should cover all of that. And it would save a lot of time and trouble trying to create all these laws every time something comes up. But the main reason I call, I have a question for you guys. I'm going to do something I've wanted to do all my life, and so I need your opinion where I should do this. What I want to do is see as many rhinos as I possibly can. So should I go to a game preserve in South Africa or to the next meeting of the Republican Party of North Dakota in Bismarck?
So this would be rhino as in Republicans in name only, not the big gray.
I think you're kind of getting the hint here.
Yeah. Okay. And your point is that there's more rhinos per capita in Bismarck? Is that what your worry is?
I've decided that, especially after the legislative session, clearly we have a massive amount of rhinos. And I'm considering, hunting's a big sport. It brings a lot of people in. Maybe we could go with unlimited tags in North Dakota for rhino hunting.
What's your biggest beef?
Especially in June and November.
What's your biggest beef, Steve? I'm looking at Steve. I'm talking to Terry. Terry, what's your biggest beef?
It's the unbelievable amount of spending. And what really frustrates me is when I hear the term one-time spending. Okay, since when did building buildings or fixing roads become a one-time event? Every legislative session, they're building a building somewhere or fixing a road, or that we do that every 2 years. So I think they're very disingenuous when they say that. Now, I realize we need to more than normal right now because of our West, etc. And I think almost everyone agrees with that. But I believe they're creating a massive size state government, and there's no chance it's ever going to shrink again.
I couldn't agree with you more, and sitting around this session this last time, you know, we're a little spoiled in North Dakota, at least we used to be, in the fact that I don't look at letters behind names. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. I tend to look at if you're a conservative or not. What happened to the conservatives, Terry? They're gone.
Well, especially in the Senate. I mean, I just can't believe the amount of government programs. I mean, they even caved on that stupid milk thing. Well, when I was a kid, you know what we had for a snack between breakfast and lunch? Nothing. It is amazing to me where we're going with this. And for example, the debate even over starting teacher pay. I thought it was all about keeping it local. Should the school board at each level decide that?
Terry, we're going to see if anybody else agrees with you today. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Mike and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us, Mike.
Say, I'm retired. I've lived in Bismarck my whole life. I've seen the traffic change from, you know, a few cars here and there now, where most of the lights, like on State Street, you've got the lights where the green arrow for the left turn, and it allows everybody to go before the oncoming traffic.
And, yeah. Hold that thought a sec. We're up against the break. We want to get you a chance to get in here, so stay tuned. With Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennon, live from Tractor Trek at Flexstop Junction. On What's on Your Mind, more after this. Don't go.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark and West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I'm Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
When you need need it the most. Will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer and Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation, or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
What's on your mind? I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennen. Normal or nuts? Is Scott normal or nuts? Am I normal or nuts? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We're broadcasting from the 12th annual Tractor Trek this year. We're at Buckstop Junction for K-Fire Radio and a little traveling with all the classic tractors around. A great day. If you've never been to one of these events, it is awesome seeing those old tractors. And it ties into the are you nuts or not for Scott? You know, harkens back to that farm and ranch sensibility that Scott says we'd be better off if you had that sensibility a little bit more prevalent in today's society.
Could fix everything.
Across
the fence, and you know, sitting around the table.
This is groundbreaking because for the first time I'm going to say you're not nuts,
everything,
Scott.
Everything that ails us we could fix with good old-fashioned farm and ranch common sense. I just want to know if you think that's a normal or nuts statement. You city slickers, come at me. That's fine.
And then, of course, mine on the technology side are all these laws a little excessive for the distracted driving, given that you see even law enforcement driving around with that. Let's finish up with Mike real quick, and then we'll move on to Dan in just a few moments. Mike, you were talking about traffic.
Yeah, I was talking about traffic. I'm trying to make it a long story, but I'll make it short. With these turn signals in Bismarck and seeing people texting when you're driving and stuff and stopped at a light and then they don't go, and then they realize here they're on the phone, and you know what's going on right away. You're behind them. You can tell it. Well, anyway, on State Street the other day, I was driving around town, and I was going north, or going south, I'm sorry, and the light turned green for the oncoming traffic to take a left turn. So, of course, you wait. Your light's red, and you wait, and the traffic line is long and long, and then you'll get a few people tailing in. As your light turns green, and you should be able to go forward, you got this train of people coming, and at the end of them, at about the fourth car on my green light, here comes Bismarck police, and I suppose I should have got the number of the car. The lights weren't on, the siren wasn't going. He was just tailing right in at me, and I usually bump forward a little bit, like, you know, come on, you guys, you know, you're running a red light. And he looked at me like, I'm going to turn around and get you. And I thought to myself, I pulled over, I waited for him to come back, but he didn't. So,
you should have hit him.
No.
Not the best advice. Not the best advice, Mr. Steve.
But that's what I'm saying. You know, even the police officers do it. I mean,
well, that's just it. Mike, you go right to my point. You know, they're no different than us. And are these laws making a difference? I don't think so. Should there be all these extra laws in the books? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. Oh,
Mike, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Let's go to Dan and Streeter. Dan, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
You're both nuts.
Tell us. Well, I won't argue with you.
Well, which one do you want me to go at? Because I'm a retired police officer from the big city in California that moved to rural North Dakota.
Well, welcome.
So I got you both covered.
Yeah, there you go. So you're pretty good on my question of you know, where most of the logic in America resides. Don't you think it's here in rural America?
Yeah, to a certain extent, but you know, I think there's not very intelligent people in all parts of the country from what I've seen. But you know, when it comes down to practical sense and commonality and all that kind of stuff, yeah, definitely rural, because you know, people here live off the land. I mean, you know, we moved here almost 4 years ago, and you know, 8 o'clock at night I had knocked on my door and some people showed up with a welcoming basket and said, "We're your neighbors." Like, "Oh, where do you live?" They go, "Well, if you go 3 miles down and 4 miles north, yeah, that's our farm." In California, I had people live 2 doors away that I didn't even know and didn't want to be known.
How about Steve? He doesn't think we should have a distracted driving law because, you know, if cops do it, everybody does it. So, you know, this is crazy. Is he normal or is he nuts, do you think, Dan?
No, I agree with him on that one, surprisingly. Is you don't need more laws. But, I mean, if you've got a reckless or careless driving law, like I think they've got some here, you know, that should be all-encompassing. But as far as, the you know, being a cop, I don't think they should be texting. I don't think they should be necessarily talking on the phone, but with the way things are now, you get a lot of times people are calling you, whether it's a, you know, a victim or, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going on. And I was a cop back when we first got MDTs, the mobile data terminals, before they had computers in the car. This is late 80s, you know, and they told us, don't be doing it while you're driving. Well, 2 days we had Officer Plowed right in the back of somebody. You know.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the technology side. Is there too much for distraction? You know, we talk about the technology in the report that just came out with AAA. All this technology was supposed to be good and alleviate some of the distracted driving. Now they're saying it's worse for a law enforcement officer. You got the laptop, you got the communication center in there, plus you see law officers on their phone, texting, talking. Is there too much technology in a cop car?
Well, you need a lot of that technology. It's just how it's being used, and you know,
just not when you're driving.
But people are people, you know.
This to me comes back to farm and ranch common sense. You know, no matter how much technology you have, you pay attention to what you're doing, driving. You know, moving a vehicle down the road. So, I don't think this is too complicated. But some have it, some don't, right?
Yeah, and that's how we used to get all our calls for service. Though is we did it once we got the computers in the car. Is they would just say, you know, they give you your call sign, hey, 1963, details on your, you know, call service details on your computer. So you're driving, you know, it's not practical to always pull right over, and you're sitting there looking at your, you know, NDT, and you had to hit the button to say, I'm en route because everything's tracked and how long it takes and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, you got to draw a fine line. Plus, you know, you got to make some exceptions just because of the nature of the job.
Dan, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. I have an off-air call here that wanted to weigh in on my city slicker versus the rural folks question. Go ahead and roll that, and we'll chat a little bit more about Tractor Trek here with Dennis Gann from Basin Electric. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. I just heard you say that the country's problems, a lot of them could be solved with farm and ranch common sense. Okay, let's talk about country of origin labeling. How the meat industry has fought that. And then we could talk about the beef checkoff. How the Canadians reap the benefits from that in our meat counter and pay no money toward it, and then turn around and fight us on country of origin labeling. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550 is our number. Normal or nuts, you can weigh in on those questions. You can bring up anything today. The name of the program is what we're all about. What's on your mind? You tell us. Dennis Gadd is here from Basin Electric. Dennis, how are you?
Good morning. Very good.
And the Basin Electric, one of the sponsors of Tractor Trek?
We are.
Thank you for that.
We enjoy being a sponsor, and I can't neglect to mention some of the other co-ops that join in with us, and that would be Capital Electric, Cam Electric, McLean, Morgan, and Rough Rider Electric out of Hazen.
How about that? And think of the rich history of the co-ops, and they tie in well with some of the era of these tractors out here, don't they?
You know, Dennis, you're the guy that goes around. You've always got a camera with you at this event. Are you always looking for the tractor you haven't seen before, or are you looking for some of your favorites to take a picture of year after year?
Well, it's some of the tractors and stuff, but it's mostly the people. I mean, that's really what Rural Electrics are about. We have one of our values is commitment to community. We think this event and others like Agri International, some other things that we participate in are great, great community events. And it's the people. It's the people. So many of our people on our systems are at this event, obviously, because of the rural nature. And we just think it's a great part to be, good to be a part of it, good to see the people. It's just fun to talk with them, and there's always history behind each and every tractor.
A lot of passion out there about these engines and these tractors and all the different bells and whistles and different eras. It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
No question about it. And like someone was saying to me, man, they can fix anything if something goes wrong out here. And I'm kind of a city slicker boy. So they think, can everybody do that? And I said, no, I can't. And so it's amazing.
I like to listen to them purr.
Yes.
They really got a great sound to them.
Well, I don't know if all of them purr.
Well,
they better than this track.
Some chuck a little bit, but
some chug a little bit.
Yeah. But it's interesting to see all the different sizes and colors. I think it's an event that I know they're coming back. I think around 3-4 o'clock today. And boy, I encourage people to come out and see this because I had never been on site to see it. I've heard about it.
That's the nice aspect of this too. It's open to the public. You can come on out and check out some of the old tractors and. That's what I challenge people to do is when they come out here, don't just walk around and look at the tractors because it's not just a spectator sport. You're part of this. And ask questions. Ask about the history of those tractors. Ask whose farm or ranch that came from. They all know the story, and they'll gladly share that story with you. And there's some great stories out there when you start talking to some of these drivers of these tractors.
Well, I know I was talking to a couple folks, Bruce and Frankie Buchart, who are from Hazen and members of ours, and I've known them for quite a few years. Didn't know that they drove in this, but it's just kind of a homecoming to see everybody.
And they're going out in waves now of about, I guess, 10 tractors each. They go out in different waves. Started at 9 this morning, and they go out on this trek till about 11. And then, as Dennis mentioned, they all come back here to Buckstop Junction. So, and I think that happens around 3 o'clock this afternoon. So
should be about 3 o'clock by the time they get to lunch. Tractors are starting coming back. And the divisions are actually set up by speed.
I see that.
So when you
start at 7 miles an hour.
When you register your tractors, it's like, okay, what's your top speed? And that's how we keep all the tractors together. So and it kind of goes by era, by decade.
Starts at 7 miles an hour, and the really, really fast ones, they're going 14.
Uh-huh.
Double. But if you're around Bismarck, this is something to take in. They take East Main to 52nd. They go south to Apple Creek Road. They go east to 66th Street, south to Lincoln Road, east to 93rd Street, south to Highway 1884, east to the McLean Bottoms Turn, and then south to Boat Ramp, and then Highway 1804 west and north past University of Mary, down the hill, east on Yagan Road, follow around the airport all the way to the Bismarck Expressway, and then turn in on the south end of the Missouri Valley Fairgrounds off the Bismarck Expressway. So plenty of ways to take it in. Sounds good. Dennis, good to see you.
Thank you much.
Thanks again for the sponsorship and for being a supporter of this wonderful tractor trek. We appreciate it.
Well, we, Basin Electric and the other surrounding Touchstone co-ops sure appreciate being a part of it. We certainly enjoy it.
I'm with you.
It's nice to have you aboard.
It's nice to have the
Thank
folks.
You.
just spending a Friday, Flag Day, heading into Father's Day weekend, having a little camaraderie around all this great iron. It's a lot of fun. All right, we'll take a short break, and when we come back, Kristi Noem, Congresswoman from South Dakota, will join us on Good News on the Farm Bill. Find out, she's, by the way, a ranch girl. Next, don't go away.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
When Nesson Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes at the vet geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Services. What advice would you have for folks doing business here in the Bakken?
First off, learn about it. You know, if somebody is interested in getting involved in this in any way, shape, or form, there's so much support. You don't have to work on a drilling rig to be part of the oil field. You know, all the support services we were talking about, whether it's the homes, the building, the construction, road construction, all these different services, there's just so much here. Educate yourself. Do your research and know your homework. North Dakota is an absolutely beautiful place to live. Tioga is the oil capital of North Dakota. Absolutely a great town. But my advice would be to learn about it and look at your opportunities. There's a multitude of things that people could be doing to support this industry.
Nesson Consulting Service. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nessonconsulting.com or find a link at bakkenbeacon.com.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633. Or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
This is What's on Your Mind, 550 K-Fire. 910 KCJB Minot, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo, AM 1090 KTGO, Tioga, as well as KLTC Dickinson. We're a tractor trek at Buck Stop Junction in Bismarck today. The tractors are heading out on their trek and making their little tool around the region here. out by Lincoln, and then coming back to Tractor Track. Congresswoman Kristi Noem is here. Speaking of, we're going to ask her our normal or nuts question. Congresswoman, nice to have you back. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing great.
This is kind of a loaded question for you since you're a ranch girl, but we've decided that everything wrong with America could be fixed with farm and ranch common sense, and farm and ranch logic beats city logic any day. You agree with that?
I wholeheartedly agree. I think we should put a rule in there. You got to be in a tractor to make the decisions too. I think being there in the dirt absolutely would help you make better decisions.
Think of what we could fix. It'd just be we might even get a farm bill if you did things that way, right?
We might. You know what? It's looking good. I remain optimistic. We have been counting votes all week, and the numbers are going up, and we're getting people more information all the time. And I think they really like the reforms we put into this bill. It's a very different farm bill than what we've seen in the past.
Senator Steve Bakken here. Have you had many discussions with members of the House lobbying, trying to get a farm bill passed through the House so that the farmers and ranchers in this country can move on?
Yeah, you know, the ones that are no on the bill are, when they see me coming now, they turn around and head the other direction. We have.
Maybe you should be driving your tractor.
I should be. Then they couldn't outrun me. But we have quite a few of them from urban areas that just don't really understand why we have a farm bill. You know, I tell them that we decided decades ago that it was important for us to grow our own food in this country, that we recognized it was a national security issue, that we didn't want to rely on another country to provide us with our food supply. We wanted it to be safe and affordable, and that's why we have a policy that steps in and takes the volatility out of those rough years that come in agriculture and gives us a safety net. And when you explain that to them and how we really want to make sure that it is always a priority, that people in this country can buy their own food and that it is safe, that really makes a big difference in how they look at it when they have no experience in the agriculture industry.
Congresswoman, I've been a firm advocate of the fact that the nutrition programs and the farm bill need to be separated. I don't think they have a place in the farm bill. Just from the standpoint that if you don't like, and the argument always is, not on the House side, not everybody's got agriculture in their district.
Right, we keep trying to tell them, but the point there's no chance it'll pass, though, right?
But I mean, do you like to eat? that's my point. If you don't pass a farm bill, you're not going to have those nutrition programs. You're not going to be able to eat if you're not going to protect farmers and ranchers in this country.
Well, you know, the thing is, that's the strange thing about the farm bill, is even if we don't pass the farm bill, all those nutrition dollars keep going out the door. It's all mandatory spending.
So
it keeps going. That, you know, when whoever designed it years ago, when it was put into place, made sure that those dollars kept flowing, whether or not we reauthorized the farm policies that we all need so much. You know, the farm bill was called the farm bill years ago, and how the nutrition title got started was through leftover USDA commodities that they wanted to make sure were utilized in the country, and that there was a small little program to utilize those excess supplies. And it grew into what we've got today. If you separate them, I think there's a vast majority of members in the House that would never vote for the farm policy side of it. They just, you know, would vote no because they don't see the impact in their district.
Speaking of voting,
there's been a lot more people asking to separate them. But to do that, we could sure do that. We're kind of far down the road to tackle that one this year. But we'd have to do a lot of education to make sure people understand why we have crop insurance, why we have livestock disaster programs.
Let's talk about the votes next week. Now with John Boehner saying he's going to vote in favor of this thing, is that going to bring some folks along? Do you see the votes being there, and is this going to happen next week?
Yeah, that helps that the speaker did that. I've been breaking his arm on that one for quite a while. So I was glad when he came out and said that in our press conference that we had. And that will help convince some of the other members to vote for this. It recognizes that he thinks it's important. You know, he says he's voted for one farm bill in the past 16 years, so I don't think it's very common for him to step up and talk about it. But that tells everybody how monumental the reforms are that we put into this bill. We really brought some integrity back into the food stamp program. We said you have to prove your income and asset requirements in order to sign up for the program. No more of these special deals and loopholes. And then we got rid of direct payments to producers, which is what a lot of people like to criticize over the years. So those are big reforms, and if we don't pass this bill, we don't get them. The money keeps getting spent.
If you have any questions or comments for Congresswoman Kristi Noem out of South Dakota, member of the House, you can give us a call at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Congresswoman, Democrats in North Dakota tried to say that you disagreed with Congressman Kevin Cramer on supporting food stamp cuts as it jeopardized whether the farm bill passed, and they were citing your comments at a farm forum in May. Can you clear that up for us?
You know, I don't really know what they were criticizing me for. What did they say I disagreed with?
They said you were disagreeing with Congressman Cramer on some of the cuts for the food stamp program.
Oh, no. I definitely think that the reforms we put into the food stamp program are needed and necessary. You know, right now people don't realize that we're giving states incentive payments just for doing their paperwork on time, that we're allowing people to call an 800 number and automatically qualify. Lottery winners can still qualify. College students can qualify.
Obviously, that was thought up in a city. And
yes.
I think there's a partisan shot, but it sounds like you and Kevin are on the same page there. Congresswoman Kristi Noem, thanks for the update. Good to talk to you.
You bet. Good to talk to you, too. We'll see you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
We'll be right back after these messages.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeela, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, it kills skunk smell, cat urine, you can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. And that's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee if that smell ever comes back, call us up, we'll refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to getridofsmellnow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com. 100% money back guarantee. You can't beat it. And it's North Dakota made.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joe Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.